Oh, yes. It's everybody's new favorite segment here on EC Radio. Like a big pizza pie.
That's
stuffing my face over here with old babies.
We're stuffing our face with some delicious food. I want to thank old babies for bringing us a whole bunch of sandwiches. Great stuff. It's absolutely delicious. But now on the phone with us, my man, Mike the Vice, and his blazing four. Mike,
hey.
Mr. Vice, how you doing, bud?
Z, I feel like last week you jumped the gun on the Wednesday. The Vice felt like he put his own goddamn head in the vice last week. I needed them 24 hours. We hit him 2-2 last week. If I had another 24 hours, it would have been a 4-0 week.
What do you want me to give you, a pass or something?
I'd like a pass, but first, before we get into that, tell me about them sandwiches.
Oh, man.
You know, when I called in, you were stuffing your face, man. You sound like Jimmy Whispers, pal.
Sandwiches. Can you spell
tell
that for us?
Tell me about that pork.
Yeah, you want to...
It's got a long G. Tell me about that roasted pork. You had some greens or something? Man, it sounds delicious.
Oh, there was a roast beef and green sandwich.
I had the roast beef, and then I went back and got the buffalo chicken.
The buffalo chicken?
And that focaccia bread.
You guys are maulers, man.
We got no shame around here, that's for sure. You know how I like to do it.
Now, were they on the arm? Were they on the arm, these sandwiches?
Yeah, they were on the arm. They were for, you know, promo. They came in for promo. They got their 5-year anniversary coming up. And so we plugged in and talked about what a great event they got coming up. So, on the arm.
I think you're
sending us a bill. My cousin dogs always claims it tastes a little bit better when it's on the arm.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth?
You know what I mean?
So last week, let's recap last week, because I do feel like I rushed you last week. I had to take the day off because I had to work last week. And so we only did the Mike the Vice sandwich.
I mean, the Vice needs to put in his, studying session. The set is set for Thursdays at 4 p.m. You can't call a guy a day before and say, I need you 24 hours and expect the best picks. It's just, like I said, I feel like I put my own fucking head in a vice. And my job's to put your bookie's head in a vice. So I want a pass.
All right, I'll give you a pass on that one. So you want to scratch? But you went 2-2 last week,
though. About it.
And I hit you with, my stone cold lock, you know what I mean? I hit you right with that, with Wazoo. If you were smart, remember I told you, bet him on the money line. You don't even need the points. I think it ended up paying about $1.60 on a buck. You could have took your Kuma out with that extra 6-0, if you know what I mean, see?
I could have took the Kuma out, huh?
You know what I mean? And I love Z's Kuma. He could have hit for an extra 60 beaners, but... I felt like if you gave me a little more prep time, I would have been ready to go.
Well, you know what?
But that takes us right into this week. Blazing four this week, Z.
Yeah. You want to do the review first?
I feel really good.
Well, hang on. I want to go to the review real quick. I want to go over because you picked against our beloved Syracuse Orangemen last week. And actually, Syracuse didn't play too bad of a game last week.
You know what? 2 weeks, I thought we spoke a little bit at length last week about that mush fucking Booth.
Yeah.
Again, I love the guy. But, we had a nice parlay cooking. A smart guy who wants to put a bookie's head in the vice will always hedge his bet. If you got two ready to go on a parlay and you just need that third team, you can't let it all ride. You got to make a little buck. I called Booth. I said, Booth, what do you want to do? He said, let it ride. So I bet against Cuse against LSU 2 weeks ago, and then last week I thought the Wolfpack were going to really take him to the woodshed. But in my defense, it was a late backdoor cover, and we lost that game.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't cover. They didn't cover. What else did you take?
Yeah, you don't have to rub it in. See? You got to rub it in. Yeah, I know it didn't cover. I'm dying over here with that game, and I know it didn't cover.
Well, that's what you get for going against the hometown team.
I feel like they're getting close. You know, they're not there yet, so that doesn't mean I won't keep betting against them.
It's an easier bet.
It's tough to
bet on Cuse. I would never bet on Cuse. Mm-hmm. Not football.
Yeah.
Basketball, maybe.
The best thing about Cuse is the hotel. I can't give the name that I work at. Pittsburgh staying in our room. Don't put it past the Vice to throw something in. They shit their pants or something. That's the kind of guy the Vice is for his customers.
Shitsburg.
You get a...
Smash your boy! Smash your boy! Smash your boy!
You get a smash your boy for that one. I love it. All right, how about, you know what? Set the fire alarm off at 4 in the morning.
Or what?
Something. You know what I mean? A device is not too good for that.
You know what,
Lawrence
Taylor... device
has very little class when it comes to hitting a game.
Lawrence Taylor used to send hookers over to the star players' rooms. Yeah, he used to send over hookers so they'd be up all night and they'd play like shit the next day.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I feel like that's...
Well, I'm not going to go that far. I was thinking about, the, you know, messing with the marinara or something like that. Nothing crazy. Just, you know, keep that quarterback in, getting his pants all night. Maybe we get a backdoor cover. That's what it's all about, see?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's go into what you got going on this week. Oh, wait, hang on. We got...
All right, this week's a Blazing 4.
Yeah, hang
go
on.
Ahead.
Wait, give me 1 second because I got to get my pen and pencil ready. My pencil.
Pen and paper.
Yeah, there you go.
Because, Steve, you better have that pen and paper because this week we're going to really turn that vice right on that bookie.
Yeah, we want to. We want to get him right in there. We want to get him right in there. All right, buddy, we're ready. We're ready to roll here. What do you got for us?
We're going to ride one of the same teams as we did last week. This is a Thursday night special. There's nothing better than going in the weekend up a couple of boxes of CD. Am I right, Z?
Oh, I agree.
Then you got a little money to play with. So tonight, we're going to ride them Wolfpack again. We like NC State at home against Louisville getting 3 points. Nothing like an ACC dog on a Thursday night. So we're going to ride them Wolfpack one more week to win the game. You know, this is not my my lock like last week with Wazoo, but you could bet them on the money line. I like the Wolfpack to knock off the Cardinals 31-24.
What's the spread on that?
That is the Wolfpack are getting 3. So now this is the third week in a row we've rode the Wolfpack. So if they don't cover this week, I'll never fucking bet the pack again. But we're going to ride them again.
Providing Booth doesn't jump on this game.
If you remember last week, 2 weeks ago, they took it to Florida State in Tallahassee. Last week they had Syracuse by the Bajals, but they got a nice backdoor cover. Today they beat Louisville Cardinals. Louisville's one of the dirtiest schools around. I like them 31-24.
All right. Riding NC State.
So we're getting points. Nothing like getting points on a Thursday night special.
Who's the home team?
NC State.
Ah, nice home dog. Always go with a nice home dog.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I love a home dog.
Me
so
too.
We're going to ride them packs. So then you'll be up a couple boxes of ZD, and then we go to Saturday. We're going to take the Florida Gators. The Gators right now are favored by 2 over LSU. I don't think LSU right now could beat the Kirk Park Colts. That's a local team in Syracuse. LSU's dog shit. They struggled with Syracuse. They got beat last week by Troy. Who the fuck is Troy? I want to Troy. Beat them 24-14. The game's in the swamp. Florida is without their top receiver, so that's why the line's a little bit low. Right now you can probably get them at about -2. So we're going to put a couple boxes of ZD on the Gators to take it at home in the swamp against the Bayou Bengals.
Very cool.
That should be a good pick.
Yeah.
I think they'll get him by more than 2, actually, but that's a good pick.
Yeah, I'm looking at that game to be, you know, a defensive struggle. I'm not sure what the over-under is. Something like a 20-3 ball game. You know, LSU's offense is dog shit. Their defense is dog shit. Their special teams is dog shit. So that means the Vice turns it up on that game. So we love the Florida Gators -2.
All right. I like that. So we got Florida and
so
we got NC
two
State.
College picks. You got NC State. Remember, that's a Thursday night special. So that's tonight +3. Florida -2 on Saturday. And now we'll go on to my Sunday picks. I'm going to wait to give you my 5-star lock, but my first pick is a team that not a very good NFL team. I love the Indianapolis Colts this week, favored by 1.5 at home against the San Francisco 49ers.
Okay.
The last time, as you remember, we bet the Cleveland Browns 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
To go into Indianapolis and win. Before you knew it, by the 2-minute break, it was 28-7 Indianapolis. I'm looking at something similar like that. Jacoby Brissett throws a couple, runs for a couple. 24-7 Indianapolis Colts walks to a cover.
Wow.
Right now it's about 1.5. I think it's an easy cover. You can relax. No problem in that game.
1.5 Colts?
Yeah, 1.5 the Colts.
Colts are favored by, you know, Colts wouldn't be favored over anybody, probably other than the Browns, maybe the Jets, and the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah.
You know, the Colts were winning it. It was 15-10 in Seattle last week before the everything went down. They ended up losing by 30. But, you know, I think at home, you know, Brissett's now in his fourth game as a starter. San Francisco does have a tough defense, but, you know, they can't score any points.
They put up a
good game. I like it around 24-7.
They put up a good game against the Rams, though. I mean, they kept tight with the Rams.
Yeah. You know, their defense will keep them in it. I just think it's going to be very similar. The Colts seem to be a different team at home, you know, a little faster on the artificial turf. You know, like I said, I think Brissett throws a couple, runs for one, and it's an easy cover.
I like his name is Brisket better. Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. So you got
and
the
now
Colts.
For our Stone Cold Lock.
The Stone Cold.
I love the Detroit Lions this week. I did a little research on Cam Newton. Cam Newton, you know, it's a little in hot water right now, making that sexist remark about a girl talking about running routes. Since his rookie year, I heard it on Colin Cowherd, and I agree with it. His rookie year, he started playing good around week 8. I think he had 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. The next week, they got blown out 30-3. In his MVP year, he had 2 weeks where he threw for 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. The next week, they didn't cover, and he didn't throw a touchdown in that game. They're coming off a big win in Foxborough against the NFL's golden boy Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, the golden coach. So I look for Carolina to lay an egg this week. The Lions are hotter than 45. They're like a grenade. I like the Lions to win this game 28-20 and keep Cam Newton's streak alive of being hot and then cold, hot and then cold. So I love the Detroit Lions -2 for my Stone Cold Lock of the Week.
Yeah, that's the lock. Or we're going to put your bookie's head in a vice this week.
That's the one. We're going to really grind him this week, VZ. We're going to pop the fucking eyeballs out. We're ready to go. You know, I take a mulligan for last week. You put a lot of pressure on me, so I've really been studying. I'm looking for a 3-1, 4-0 week.
Hey, attaboy. I like to hear that. I like to hear that.
Bounce right back.
I do got to mention today, Chicken.
Go ahead.
I got to mention Chicken launches launches his new football podcast tonight on the D at 6 o'clock. If you get a chance, check out Chicken's new podcast, The D-Line. Straight, uncensored podcast about football.
Yep. It's just a bunch of guys talking football, shooting the shit, and breaking balls, man.
Vice, you should actually join them someday.
This is supposed to be my fucking segment. I don't give a shit about Chicken's D-Line. I get 10 minutes of airtime a week, and you're worried about setting up another guy's promo.
No, we're talking about having you come on, brother.
What kind of bullshit's that? Wait till the Vice is off the air for another fucking show. That's some bullshit, see?
Take it easy, pal.
First
take
I
it
called,
easy.
You got cover goal sandwiches. I got nothing. Now you're going to promote another show? The Vice is the only voice on the D.
You're right. You're right. 100%, pal. Take it easy. Hey, I got to ask you, though.
I lost my cool. I apologize.
I got to ask you, though. Tonight, game 1, the ALDS, the Yankees, the Indians. How we feeling about tonight's baseball game?
Listen, I'm a diehard Yankees fan. We got there a year early. You know, I look at it, this is going to be a, you know, 3-0, 3-1. This is the Indians' year. You know, if we want to talk a little baseball, I like the Indians and the Dodgers kind of going chalk to play for a while, and the Indians winning 6 the World Series.
Yeah, that's what I picked the Indians too, but I got the Indians and the Cubs.
Okay, I would have really, if Scherzer was going to be off the DL, they don't know if he's going to pitch. He's got a hammy. I think it's a little ginger. I would have went with the Nationals to beat the Cubs. But without Scherzer, that's a little tough.
Yeah.
So in the first round games, for a little Vice bonus action, the Dodgers will sweep the Diamondbacks. The Cubs will win a game 5 series against the Nats 3-2. The Astros will take out the Boston Red Sox, and the Indians will take out the Yanks. Indians knock off the Astros like we talked about. Dodgers knock off the Cubs. And the Indians win the title.
Wow.
Well, but I was going to save that for next week.
But you know what? I'll tell you, man, historically speaking, the Dodgers really haven't proved themselves in the postseason at all. And same thing with the Nationals, too.
Yeah. Yeah, the Nationals, that one year when they, you know, shut down Strasburg, I think they've been cursed ever since then.
I agree.
But like I said, I think it's the Indians' year. Being a Yanks fan, it's tough to, you know, say that. But I think we peaked a year early, the Yanks. You know, next year starts our next little run.
I feel the Yankees are going to put up a good fight, actually, in this series. I think they are going to put up a good fight. Cleveland actually has whooped the Yankees' butts this year in the season series. I think it's like 5-2 or something like that. But I think you're right, though. Cleveland is no joke. And you know what? I would love to see Cleveland Indians win the World Series. They haven't won one since, what, 1948?
I would, too.
They deserve it.
That's a long streak. And they had them great teams, you know, the Tommy, Albert Bell, where they got to the show, the big dance, but they just couldn't finish.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I hate to go chalk across the board, but I see a Dodgers, Indians, and then Indians knocking them off.
Yeah. I just don't buy the Dodgers. I'm not buying the Dodgers right now. I'm not. I know they were hot, but they also got super cold, too. And, you know, Clayton Kershaw hasn't really been able to get up for the big game in the postseason.
No, not at all. Always a lot of money to, you know, put up on him. He's usually a 2-1 favorite, so, you know, he's broken a lot of hearts. So we'll see. You know, we'll see. That was a couple little bonus actions from the Vice, but like I said, I like the Indians to win the World Series this year.
Yeah? Yeah, I have to agree with you. They're hot. They are hot. And you know, going into playoffs, it's all about momentum.
You got it. That's what I was just going to say. You know, Indians got some momentum. You know, Arizona didn't show me much last night against Colorado. You know, it was a high-scoring game. So I think the Dodgers, I think, will have an easy time with Arizona. I'm not a big Zach Greinke fan. You know, that's their ace. But, again, anything can happen in baseball.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But before I sign off, see, yesterday with that dead man, a guy who could talk to the dead, what a great show.
Thanks, man. That was pretty creepy, right? Well, I can't say it was creepy, but spiritual.
Yeah. Like I told you, I got a couple guys that owe the advice some fucking money. I'd like to get that guy on, find out where them son of a bitches hid that bag.
Well, you can hit him up. Readings.
I ain't looking to talk to Nana. I ain't looking to talk to Nana or no uncle. I want to talk to the guy who owes me a couple fucking boxes of Zini. Cocksucker died on me.
Yeah, you got to get those boxes of Zini.
But Z, like, I will let him know, I'm going to be stopping in, looks like sometime in November, I'm going to be stopping in the studio. Hopefully that dog shit show, the chickens running tonight, will be off the air by then. We'll do a nice little show when I get there.
For sure, man. Yeah, it'll be good. You got to come and hang out the whole day, man. We'll make sure we get a whole bunch of food. I know what's on your rider, so I'll make sure I stick to your rider
provisions. You know what's on there. A couple pasties. You got it. But until then, Z, before I sign off, let's put the fucking bookie's head right in the vice and throw him in the fucking pizza oven. That's... Until next week, the vice is out.
There he is. Always good to talk to Mike the Vice. We got an intro and outro music for
him. Yeah, I guess so.
Digging into our roots right here. Mike the Vice coming in with his blazing four picks.
He came in hot.
He always does. I'm looking forward to him coming to hang out in the studio for the day.
Oh, definitely.
It'll be unbelievable.
Yeah, that'd be quite a fun day, huh?
Oh, it's going to be a great...
Got to have him on the D-line.
Apparently, you don't want to.
You don't like the D-line.
I was going to give him more airtime.
No.
Forget about it.
Chicken's going to be in the hot seat.
Yeah, right?
He's going to be making soup out of you.
He's going to put my head in a vice.
You're listening to EC Radio on the Disruption Network.